The holiday season is upon us. As the month of November draws to a close, families across the country come together to celebrate Thanksgiving. But for the second consecutive year, it also means Vikings football.
Hello, friends, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, my family, everybody out there. Sit back, enjoy a great game, because we're going to have one here today.
Each year, fans of the Detroit Lions include their favorite team into their Thanksgiving Day plans. And just as in 2016, it's their division rivals from Minnesota joining them in the national spotlight.
Taylor, have some fun, man. Hey, I'm thankful to be y'all teammates. Let's go out here. Let's show up. Let's show, hey, this game is big right here, baby.
The 77th time the Detroit Lions have hosted a National Football League game on Thanksgiving. The fourth time with the Vikings, the huge NFC North matchup.
Yeah, there's a lot of that, and you also, on Thanksgiving, there's only a few games on in at, you know, in each block of time, we're the only one on. So you want to play in those games.
That's awesome. I'm all for it. I mean, it's I got to play on Thanksgiving a few years back against the Cowboys, and that was a great experience. Not many people get to say they played on Thanksgiving. Got all my friends playing in the Turkey Bowl out in the backyard, but I'm actually playing on the real field, so I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, it's a tradition. I mean, I remember sitting at the Thanksgiving table watching football, and you know, people love football in America. You know, teamwork and a lot of aspects, you know, people don't get to see that very often anymore.
For the last 5 years, tackle Riley Reiff spent his Thanksgiving afternoons lining up for the Lions. But this year, he's in the purple and ready to take on his former team.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I played there the last 5 years, but we got one goal to go win a game up there, and you know, I'm not going to think too much about it. You know, as a competitor, you get excited. You know, you get a primetime game, and let's go out there and try to win. You know, Minnesota has a great fan base, and you know, they're going to be ready to go, so we're going to be ready to go, too.
Action, straight drop. Matthew, he's buried on the first play of the game!
This matchup means more than just playing on a national stage. The Vikings hold a slight edge over the Lions in the division, but have come up short each of the past three matchups. With two division games in the final 3 weeks of the season, there's room for both teams in the playoff hunt. But division titles aren't easy to come by. And in a close race for the NFC North, these division games hold great importance to each team.
The fact that it's a division opponent and they beat us twice last year, you know, it's going to be an electric atmosphere for the simple fact that it's a rivalry game. It's a division game, so you know, you've got that with the fans and the players. You know, you don't get that opportunity to play most teams twice a year unless you make it to the playoffs and you play the team you played. So those are games on your schedule that you know every single year they're going to be there, and you're going to have an opportunity to have to bring it each and every one of those games, because for some reason it seems like the conference games, the games where you're in the same division, they're more tough. The games are closer than any other game, it seems. So I just know that it's going to be tough for us.
I think the mentality will be very aggressive, trying to come out early and, you know, establish what we want to do offensively and defensively and special teams as well. But, you know, anytime you step on the field, you know, that game that you're stepping into is a valuable game and a game that you need to win. So any week we go in, everybody be fired up and ready to go.